Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good afternoon, good evening. Depends on when you watch this. Today, as you can see, the title says, Will You Go? We've been talking about a lot of different things. We talked about, you know, God did it. We talked about God is doing, you know, doing something new. We've been talking about miracles and all of these things that God has done and is doing. But today is, will you go? God has now given us instructions on how to get to something new and how he's doing something new. And so in these instructions, they're going to stretch you. They're going to literally make you uncomfortable, right? So today he gave me, you know, the story of Joshua and Caleb, you know, going to and spying the land, right? And so this comes out of Numbers 37, 1 through 33, and then you can read that on your own. And then Numbers 38. It gives both, you know, both chapters give the story. And so God told Moses to pick the leaders to go and to spy out the land, to go to the promised land and see what it looks like. So Moses picks them, right? And he sends them, he starts sending them. They're going through the valleys, they're going through all of these different areas, and they're looking at the people. They're looking at how big they are. They're looking at how many they are. They're looking at all of the distractions, but God ain't telling them to do all that. He said, just go. He gave them some instructions, right? He says, go and see how strong they are. If they're strong or weak, if they're few or many, what type of land is it, good or bad? And so as they went in and spied it out, right? And so they got to an area where there were grapes. I'm paraphrasing. So there were grapes, and it took two of them to carry a vine back to the camp, right? And so when they got back, they started giving this report, you know, talking about their giants and their, you know, he was giving out all of the ites, right? So y'all Amorites and all of them ites, right? So they were giving out all of, there were many of them. They're like grasshoppers. They're, you know, they were just giving a bad report, right? They were, you and you know how when you give a bad report and other people are listening, they only listen to the bad report. But you had two people, right? Two people out of this whole camp had the strength and the understanding that if God said it, then he would do it. So as I was saying earlier, I have some experience and some history with God telling us to move, to go. Will you go? Will you go to this place that you don't even know? I didn't even know where I live. Where I live at now, I didn't even know this place existed. I had to Google it. I had to figure it out. We literally came up. We drove around. We looked at different places. We looked at the town. We looked at the surrounding towns. We did all of the stuff that we were supposed to do. And then God was like, I still want you to go. I still want you to go. Now, we're getting ready to leave family. We're getting ready to leave a place that we grew up. We're getting ready to leave, you know, careers. We're getting ready to leave things that we were comfortable with. We were comfortable with that, but we had to leave it. So God says, I need you to go, but will you go? It took a lot into me. It took a lot because I had to go to my wife and say, okay, we got to move. We got to move to Georgia. But my wife kind of knew because it was already prophesied that we were going to be moving and where we were going to be moving. We knew we was moving to Georgia, but just didn't know where. So now the fact that we have history in following tough instructions, but we had to have history in following small instructions to be able to have a faith to move into something big. So you got Jacob and Caleb, right? So we're talking about Israelites. We're talking about they were in the wilderness and they had to go and spy on this land. So now here's the history. God took them out of Egypt, brought them through dry land. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to catch this. You got to catch this. Brought them through dry land, brought them into a place of in the wilderness where they ate. They manna was there, water was there, everything that they possibly needed was there, and they still was complaining. So here's the scenario. You have to really be careful who's in your camp, because Jacob and Caleb, they both saw the same thing that the other people saw, but they had a different perspective. They had a perspective of, I've seen my God do this, I've seen my God do that. And if my God promised me this, then this is what this is. This is. Then why would he bring us into a land and have us to die? But because of the same people that went to this land, these leaders that went into this land now went back with a bad report to tell their people, will be the same people that were sitting in the wilderness complaining. Same people. I'm sure that was the same people, because their history shows that there was a complainer. So when they got to the river and Moses was standing there, be the same people. You brought us here for us just to die. Man, shut up. Stop listening to that dumb junk. God is telling you, I'm trying to put you in a promised land. I'm trying to give you better. I'm trying to give you new. I'm trying to expand you. I'm trying to stretch you. You saw the grapes. You saw the fruits of the land. It's big. It wasn't small. And because you allowed a bad report, you allowed people that don't understand the journey, don't understand your destiny, don't understand where God is taking you. They don't understand. So yes, they're going to give a jacked up report. You had all of those, remind you now, those people were leaders. They didn't understand. So when you go to your leader or your pastor and you say, okay, God is sending me, having me to move to such and such. And they were like, well, you sure that's God? Well, if I hear from God and God tell me that's where I'm should go, then that's where I'm supposed to be going. I'm just saying. So you hear these people giving this bad report. And it was like, oh, they're giants and there's so many of them. And why would God send us here so they can kill us, so we can die by the sword? What? Time out. He just took you out of bondage, yo. He took you out of bondage. He brought you and allowed you to walk through dry land. Did you catch that? Walk through dry land. Fed you manna, gave you water, gave you everything that you can possibly need to provide for you. And here God is telling you, I need you to go. Now, you have to be careful. I'm talking about, listen. I don't care if they're your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your cousin, your grandma, your best friend, all of them. Listen, if what they're saying to you does not line up with what God has told you to do, I want to know which one you're going to listen to. Are you going to listen to them that's going to talk you out of your promise, that's going to talk you out of your assignment, that's going to talk you out of the place that you're supposed to be? Come on now. Listen, I can remember playing football, right? And you know, we would go in, this high school, we'll go in and we wasn't really good, right? And so we would go into different places, right? And I can hear how people are afraid, right? We're getting ready, like this, like we got a couple high schools in our town that were really good, right? And so when we got ready to have to play them, you can hear the murmurs. You can hear the oh my God, oh, we're gonna get slaughtered, or we're gonna get this, or we're gonna get that. Never having the mindset of, bro, they got 11, we got 11. We're gonna have to play like we gotta play. If we lose, we lose. But we're gonna go in there with a different mindset on that we're gonna fight this thing, we're gonna do this thing. That was always my mindset. I was never going into anything thinking that I was gonna lose. If I got four quarters and I got the same amount of time as they do, I felt like I can do the same thing that they can do. I was just me. Oh, I don't know. They were saying, boy, you just got a short man syndrome. You call it whatever you want to. I think that was just my faith. I just think that that was my belief in my the ability that God has given me to be able to do the same things as that they do. So I wasn't scared of that. Why? Because I had history with playing with them all through Little League. And in the Little League, man, please. They couldn't touch that. You couldn't touch that. You can't take away what I did. You can't take away who I was. You can't take away any of the things that I accomplished when in the Little League and knowing what I could do. So when I got to high school, I didn't change. I just changed schools. I was the same dude. I had the same ability. I had the same belief. I had the same faith that I can do anything. So when Caleb and Joshua went over, they was like, what are you doing? They come back with this report. Man, Caleb and Jacob, they done ripped their clothes off. They ripped their clothes like, what are you doing? What are you saying? We got history. God has done some marvelous things in our life. And now he's taking us to the promised land. Yes, it is milk and honey. The land is flowing with milk and honey. Y'all can see it's flowing with milk and honey. You can see it by the grapes. But yet and still, you allowing somebody that does not understand your journey, does not understand the work, the commands that God is giving you, the promise that God's giving you, that you would choose to listen to them. See, sometimes you got to cut people off because they're going to mess up your goal. I'm saying something. Somebody's supposed to go, but you're listening to the enemy. You're listening to negative stuff. You're listening to, well, where you going to stay? What you going to do? Where you going to work? What's your job going to be? All of those things. Listen, I know because all of those things were said. It was like, where y'all going to live? We don't know. Where y'all going? What jobs you going to have? We don't know. What's Sydney going to do? We don't know. That was our question. We don't know. God told us to go. We're going. And we weren't going to get no other instructions until we went to where we needed to be. Somebody sitting there, I ain't going until I get all the instructions, God. Okay. You sit there and delay. And you're going to wonder why everything that you've been wanting is always going to be on a delayed place. Why? Because you got a delayed spirit. That's all you want to do. You want to delay. You want to see it, but you want to see it. You want to see it before you start moving. God said, I see it in the spirit and move because you saw it. But yet it's still, he sent them over there to actually look at the land. They saw the land. They saw the fruit of the land. They saw how vast the land was. I'm going to need you to step out of this delayed period of your life. I need you to step into the go. When God says go, will you go? Will you go? I need you to renew your mind. Matter of fact, go ahead and just repent for the times that God has already told you to go somewhere and go and do something that you didn't do it. That you didn't do it. You might as well repent because you don't even know what you missed. And you thinking that, okay, now I'm here, God. You know, why is it taking so long? Why? Because you didn't even sever the delayed time. Because every instruction that God is giving you, it's to see how fast and quick you would do it. Without a delay, without a hesitation. Why? Because it stretches your faith. Why? Because it builds your faith. Why? Because he wants you to lean, rely, and trust in him. You don't have confidence in God if you don't move. If someone's to ask you, oh, do you have confidence in God? You would say, yeah, but your actions don't show it. Your words don't show it. Then why do we delay? I'm telling this. I'm talking to myself too. I'm talking to myself because God is really and truly shifting us and doing things in our life and in our marriage. And I'm like, okay, God, I got some history with this. I do understand. I'm not going to operate in a delay because I don't want to mess up what you have planned. Remember God, the scripture says that God has plans. He had plans for you. He knew you in your mother's womb. That he has plans for you to prosper. So why in the world would he send you somewhere and not call have you to prosper? Y'all, listen. Share this thing with somebody, man. Call your friends. Put your friend name in there. If you got five friends, put five friends in there, because one of them supposed to be going somewhere. One of them supposed to be doing. And if they your friends, they better not be those friends that's like the other Israelites that's coming back giving you a bad report, telling you what you can and what you can't do. Don't even put their name. Well, matter of fact, put their names in there too. Then the Holy Spirit start talking to them. Stop giving out bad reports. If I told my son or daughter to go, then not my son and daughter needs to go. You keep your words to yourself. If you can't give them encouragement and you can't pray for them, you can't intercede for them, then you don't need to be giving them any type of advice. You don't need, listen, people like that just you getting advice from, you might want to cut them off. Stop talking to them. Because what they're going to do is influence you to be in a delayed place. What they're going to do is influence you to be disobedient. You'll think little old disobedience is okay. No, it's still disobedience. So don't get caught slipping. Don't get caught because that's my best friend. That's my homegirl. That's my homeboy. That's my dude. That's my cousin. That's my brother. This is my homie. This is who I am. Man, please. If your words ain't helping me or lining up with what God has given me instructions to do, hold that. Keep that one to yourself. Just keep it to yourself. I don't need that in my ear gate. I don't need that. I don't need a rehearsal of the enemy giving me some negativity. I got enough of that. I don't need you co-signing it. I need you to be, man, if God told you to do it, man, God got a plan for you. God going to give you the strength. He said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And obviously that he's calling for you to be a righteous man. He got you. The angels are going to go before you. The angels are going to prepare. They're preparing a way for you. That when you get there, the word of the Lord will be sitting there waiting for you, because you're moving quickly. You have that. You have the strength to do it. You have the wisdom to do it. You have all that you need to step into your next, to step into your promised land, to step into your expansion. And if they ain't saying that, if they telling you, well, I don't know if you should be going. Who told you to do that? God, I don't know if God will be telling you. How you know what God is telling them? Then they start questioning them. They're hearing from God because they've been listening to negativity for so long. It's time out, y'all. It's time out. God is telling you to go. I go to school. Go to theology. Go to theologian school. Go take some theology. Yeah. Start that business. Leave home. Go to the place that I'm calling you to go to. My question to you is, will you go? Will you go? Will you do it? Because the last time we was like, God did it. You know when God's going to do it? When you're in position for it to be done. You want God to do it in an old place and God trying to do it in a new place. You want God to do it in your hometown, but God wants you to go to a land that you don't know anything about. That when you get there and it's all said and done, your testimony would be God did it. But if you ain't in the place where you're supposed to be, in the position you're supposed to be in, how you gonna say God did it? I'm just saying. Are you going to be in position? Are you going to be in position? Are you going to be in alignment with what God wants? Listen, sometimes we get so caught up into our desires and never asking God what's his desire. His desire is for us to do his will. His desire is for us to be obedient. His desire is for us to follow instructions. So you literally have to reprogram yourself. That's why we have to renew our mind daily, so we can think like Christ. Christ said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So if you can say that, and you can get to that, if you can get to the nevertheless, tap into the nevertheless anointing. Tap into the nevertheless anointing, because that's what Jacob and Caleb, they was in the nevertheless. Man, please. I don't care what y'all say. Nevertheless, my God said, do it. I'm doing it. My God said, go. I'm going. My God says, move. I'm move. My God said, listen, I got history with God. I see what God has been doing. I watched him. I watched how he worked with the whole nation, how he moved the whole nation. We talking about God trying to move a whole bloodline, God trying to move a whole tribe. He's trying to move move people to build his kingdom. His kingdom. But if you never go and possess the land, if you never go and possess the land, if you never go, you have to go to possess it. You can't possess something and still be in another location. How's that work? How's that work? So I'm encouraging you today. If God is telling you to go do something, if he's telling you to go and start the business, if he's telling you to go to this location, if he's telling you to go and talk to your family, you know, go and help healed relationships. But because of past trauma, because of negativity, because of people in your ear gates telling you negative stuff, you choosing not to do and follow the instructions that God is asking you to do. Today, I need you to repent, and I need you to tell God that, you know, I'll go. And when you know, when you're saying that I will go, when you declaring I will go, then you have to understand that he's actually going to send you somewhere. And will you? And the problem is what you going to do when you say it? After you said it, what are you going to do? Because you're going to have two choices. You're either going to go or you're not going to go. And I pray that you have enough history with God that you would follow his instructions. Noah had to follow his instructions. He ain't never seen rain. He had to follow instructions. And you see how big the ark is? You see how big the ark was, that it can get two animals of every kind to come in? Are we serious? Did you hear the only good thing that the people came back and says, the fruit are huge. The fruit are big. That was the only good report. Everything else, they caused a whole group of people to rebel. A whole group of people, a whole tribe. How about this? So all of those leaders that came back with a bad report, so their whole tribe followed them, followed their report. So you got a whole group of a nation of people, and they were all sectioned off, but a whole bunch of them became rebellious. And oh my God, I just caught it. And you know, the leaders part that was in that place, there were a group of people that did not make it into the promised land. They died before they got to get into the promised land, because they couldn't take the rebellious state into the promised land. Don't be the one that don't get to make it. Don't be the one that you listening to these other people, and these people gonna cause you not to get into the promised land. Don't be following them people. Don't even listen to them. Be like, yo, I'm sorry, But that doesn't line up with what God says. I'm being respectful in saying this to you, but it doesn't line up, because that would be the ones you, when you're talking to your parents and you're talking to the leaders, you like, you know, you're saying what God is telling you to say, and then but they're saying something totally different. But you got to be respectful. You got to be showing honor. You can't just, you know, I'm gonna go off to go off. No, you just can't. You can't go off. You got to be able to show your points on what God is saying and what God is doing and how God is doing it. It's all good. And even show your history. Yo, listen, I got history. God did this. I did this. God did this. I did this. God did this. God told me to do this, and he did this. He told me to do this, and he did this. And I can see the history that I have with God, that I'm going to be faithful to God. I'm going to be trustworthy to God. I'm going to be committed to God. I'm going to be committed to what God is telling me to do. I'm going to be committed to that. Regardless of how I feel, regardless of what people say, regardless of what is being done, I'm going to still be faithful and obedient to what God is telling me to do, even though if I can't see it, even if I can't understand it. If he said it, then it's done. Remember that? If God said it, he'll do it. If he said it, he'll do it. You got to go back and pull on some of those things. Go back and pull on, you know, that God is doing, huh, a new thing. He's constantly doing. So you're constantly in a process. You're constantly getting tried. Listen, how does your faith get strong? It has to get tried. Everything that we do to see if we can grow, everything gets tried, right? If you're in education, you get a test, you get a quiz. They try you to see if you are comprehending and understanding the information that has been given. God is trying your faith. He puts you in these situations, and he asks you to do things to see if your faith is strong enough to be able to do it. If you have confidence in him, are you going to rely on him? Are you going to trust in him? Are you going to lean on him? Will you be that one, or will you be the one that said, I can do it on my own, and I try to do it, then God don't get the glory? And then when you fail, you want to say, oh my God, where are you? You're the same God that told you and gave you the instructions that you didn't follow. Gerald, because I don't want y'all to, you know, I don't, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. All right. Y'all, do we understand? Are we there today? Can we follow these instructions that God has given us today? Listen, can we? Because God is not playing. He wants us to follow this. And the question is will you go? Will you go? Because if you can go, God has a plan for you. Amen. All right, y'all. Listen, I pray that this thing stretched you, motivated you, caused you to stretch your mind, to understand that some people just don't understand and won't understand. And that's okay. Don't be sitting here wasting your breath and wasting your time trying to convince them. Because they're going to say what they're going to say. They're going to be who they're going to be. And they're going to do what they're going to do. But it better not change your life. It better not change the instructions that God is giving you. I need you to be steadfast and unmovable. I need you to truly be leaning, relying, and trusting in God, and having confidence that what God told you to do, that you're willing to do it. That when you get to wherever he's sending you, that you will have the resources that you need will be right there waiting for you. I pray blessings over you. I pray strength. I pray wisdom and understanding over you now in Jesus' name. Y'all have a blessed day. And remember, day by day, situation by situation, we got to get better. Get better. Have a blessed day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, If you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.